All right, welcome to the penultimate talk of the FOSDEM 2020 Distribution Dev Room. Up next, we have Frederic Crozat talking about integrating new components on fast and slow-moving distributions.
Hello, everybody. So I'm Frederic Crozat. I'm working at SUSE as one of the SUSE Linux Enterprise release manager for server and desktop. And yeah, I will walk you through how we handle changing big parts of the distro on the various distro we take care of. But first, some words about SUSE. So we don't do this thing. So this is mostly for French-speaking people. But we do this thing, especially if you were at the booth of the Open SUSE booth. But yeah, more seriously, before we go into more the details and the policies we use. First, a bit of general vocabulary so that we are all at the same level. About distribution style. So, roughly, these days, there are three kinds of distribution style. What we can call rolling release, regular release, and LTS or enterprise or stable releases. So rolling release, what do we mean by that? It's usually bleeding edge, sometimes a bit too bleeding, released as soon as possible, as fast as possible. And as example, I would say OpenSUSE Tumbleweed, obviously, Arch, Gentoo, and probably others. Regular release, it's a thing which came first in the Linux world. Usually, distribution like that are released one time a year, sometimes two times a year. In the very old days, some crazy people were doing that every 3 months. I was part of those crazy people. The thing is, those distro, for each release, they update everything, which can have a lot of bring a lot of challenges, because you have to stabilize everything at once. And then you have the LTS or enterprise releases, which are released very less often. So yearly cadence, sometimes even less than that. And there, the point is to change as little as possible. The reason is, especially in enterprise, in the enterprise market, customers are extremely frightened as soon as you change one bit somewhere. Because if they have validated their entire infrastructure, oh, it's running fine with this version of this distro, and then you tell them, yes, but you need to upgrade to the next service pack, and they are like, oh my god, so how much has changed? Can you guarantee that those packages have not changed, etc.? So it's really a matter of changing as little as possible, but still bringing bug fixes, new feature, etc., etc. So there, I would put OpenSUSE Leap. I will explain a bit later. Ubuntu, the LTS flavor, and on the enterprise market, the SLE family, SLES and SLED, RHEL, you name them. So now, jumping more into the OpenSUSE and SUSE world, I will use a lot of acronyms. OBS, so who has heard about what OBS is? Ooh, that's nice. So, for those who didn't put their hands up, OBS, and I see you, Internet, OBS is the Open Build Service. It's a service that OpenSUSE has provided to everybody to build packages for almost every distribution. Not just the OpenSUSE distribution, but it can be for Fedora, for Red Hat, Debian, Ubuntu, yeah, tons of distribution are supported. So that's what is part of our processes. So SLI, as I already mentioned, SUSE Linux Enterprise, it's an enterprise distro that SUSE is creating. There are several flavor server desktop. OpenSUSE Tumbleweed. So Tumbleweed is a rolling release, as I said before, of OpenSUSE. I will maybe sometime talk also about OpenSUSE Factory. The point is that initially OpenSUSE Tumbleweed was a rolling release created by Greg Kroartman based on a regular release of OpenSUSE, and then he was changing a lot of things on top of it. And after a lot of discussion, a lot of processes put in place, now the development distribution, which is OpenSUSE Factory, is then tested and shipped from time to time, and this is what we call OpenSUSE Tumbleweed. More on that later. OpenSUSE Leap, it's a stable / LTS release of OpenSUSE. The point is it's a mix of component coming from the SLI, so from the SUSE distribution, plus a lot of other packages coming from Tumbleweed / Factory, let's say. So it's a mix of something new, something old, and something new. Some people might say it starts to resemble things about wedding, but no. Anyway, let's talk about how we handle integration of changes in the OpenSUSE and SUSE world. First, in the OBS, so in the Open Build Service, we have the concept of develop project. The point is that every source, when I say source, I mean a source package. Every source package need to be in a project, and a project can aggregate various packages, source packages together. And we tend to have those projects, so develop project per topic. So you want, obviously, to group things together, like having all the thing around X11, so the X11 server, plus the libraries in a single project, because usually they will have to be built together. Same about KDE stuff. All the KDE packages would be in a KDE project. A project can be cut in several sub-projects, but that's roughly the idea. Same for GNOME, etc., etc. And any changes in those project are done. Any change in the distro, has to be done first in a develop project, and then pushed to the upstream distro. Let's call it this way, or the downstream, depends, to the distribution for integration. The push can be made.